Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you. As an entrepreneur, mother, wife, and former CEO, I share lessons and stories of both personal and professional successes and failures. Join me along with a diverse list of guests as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and your life. Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other. I am Teresa Rand, and this is the Boss Lady Podcast. Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. You just heard the introduction, and if you are a listener, a repeated listener that comes all the time, you know I don't like to do a lot of commercials. I really, really like to get right to my guests, but I do want to let, if you are a brand new listener, know that I am Teresa Rand. I am the founder and CEO of the Boss Lady Leadership Community. Been doing this podcast, just celebrating my third year anniversary, and we are getting incredibly close to 20,000 downloads, so I'm pretty excited about that. And part of my growth is the person responsible for part of that growth happens to be my guest today. So that's a great segue into introducing Brielle Cotterman. Brielle is the owner of Brielle Cotterman Media, which is a PR celebrity maker firm. And I started working with you, Brielle, back 6 or 7 months ago, I think. So welcome. There's a lot more to tell about you, but I'll let you tell what you want to tell. But I just wanted everybody to know, full transparency, I work with you. That's how we connect for the conference. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Teresa. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to tell the listeners how we met, which, you know, when you start doing a podcast, you start getting a lot of emails. I call them podcast agents from people that say, hey, I've got a great guest. You know, they track the podcast and they send you guests that they think will fit with your theme. And I kept getting these, and down below, it would say Brielle Cotterman PR, Brielle Cotterman Media, but it wasn't you, it was someone on your team. And so finally we connected, and every time the person on your team would send me somebody, it was a perfect fit. So I finally reached out to her and said, hey, I'm actually interested in what you do and how this works. And that's when she said, I'm part of the team. Brielle Cotterman PR. She set us up, and here we are.
Here we are. Well, I love hearing that. And that's, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is with that personal brand. I think that's so important, exactly what you said, Teresa, that when you were getting those pitches, they were a perfect fit. And I think that's just a great example of knowing your personal brand and knowing where you need to be, who your audience is, what you stand for. And if you don't know those core pieces, it's really difficult to get onto the right stages, get onto the right podcast, because hosts like yourself are looking for the people who are going to speak to their audience.
Right.
So you have to know those pieces about yourself.
Absolutely. And since I've been working with you, your other team member gets me on. Matter of fact, I just said to her, Haley, please don't book me on any more podcasts until my conference is over, because I am slammed. Because it's like every other day, which is why my podcast is growing. You know, we do a lot of podcast shares, but when you introduce me to be on other podcasts, I have them on my podcast. And a lot of them are female bent podcasts, but I don't see it as competition. We uplift each other, and my podcast is growing. I can't help but think theirs is growing, because it just opens up our sphere of influence, right?
Absolutely. And I love that you shared that. And one of the things that you shared with me ahead of time in preparation for the conference, with all the publicity about the podcast and different things growing, then you're getting more speaking gigs and more opportunity, and one begets the other.
Right.
And that's really how publicity works. And, you know, I always say that people come to me, we do our best work with people who are in transition. And one of the key indicators that someone is ready to work with us is when they want to speak to more than just their friends on social media, when they want to broaden the number of people who are hearing their message and hearing their story and really getting acquainted with that brand that they've created.
Yeah, absolutely. And we keep talking about the conference. So if someone out there has been listening, they know what I'm talking about because they've heard it. But if you are a new listener, I do put on a conference every year. This is the third year, would have been the fourth, except for that little thing called COVID. But it is our third annual conference. And this year it is called Called to Lead, LEAD, which is a book that is written by one of our keynote speakers, Pegeen. You can look her up at P-E-G-I-N-E, Pegeen.com. She simply goes by her first name. She is so dynamic. And she allowed us to use the title of her book as the theme for our conference. But it's a women's leadership conference coming up September 14th, 15th. I'll put the link in the show notes. I put all of that stuff out there, but it's not too late to register. We will be taking registrations up till the week before. Then we might even can slide you in a couple days early, but we have to make sure we have enough food to feed everybody over the weekend. But Brielle is also one of our speakers, and her topic that we're going to dive into today is the power of your personal brand. But Brielle, before we do that, tell us, our listeners, a little bit about how you got into this business that you're doing, because you have a great background.
Sure. Well, thank you. So, you know, I am one of those people that I have my background and my professional background specifically. I've done a lot of things. You know, I'm a multi-passionate person. I love and am inspired by a lot of different things in the world. And so I've done a lot of different things. But the one thing that has been really consistent for me is my background in sales and marketing. I worked at a very high level in sales and marketing. But prior to that, I was a national spokesperson for multiple charitable organizations. So speaking on behalf of different causes. And, you know, that's really what got me the opportunity to step into sales and marketing. And I spent some time in private banking and leading teams, dealing with clients all over my entire region. And I loved it. You know, I love the idea of understanding why things work, why people say yes, why people make the choice to work with a specific person, buy a certain service or product versus the other. And then I've been in the PR space for more than a decade. So I feel like I've done, you know, I have this really unique combination of things. And I'm a world's champion equestrian. I grew up, I competed in the Miss America organization when I was younger. So I've just done a lot of different things, but the really awesome part is that they all really complement what I do now.
Yeah.
They come together really, really beautifully because in this day and age, as an entrepreneur, there is a forward-facing component. So part of that is understanding who you are, understanding your messaging, being able to speak on the stage, being able to communicate and convey your message very clearly. And with the PR piece, what I recognized as I stepped into the PR world and started working in an agency setting, people could come in and look extremely qualified on paper. But those that kind of plateau and those that skyrocket to success, there's one major differentiating characteristic, and that is authentic storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is a piece in the work since I've been working with you. You know, I've had a couple coaches, you know, I'm 5 years into my business. So I had the basics. You know,
sure.
And I knew how to speak in front of a crowd. I had my vision and my mission and all of those things, but you have dug even deeper into that and everything from what kind of pictures are you using? What are your posts looking like on Facebook or on social media? How are you using LinkedIn? And then one of your team members, Heather, who is a former Miss America, actually, you know, I've had one-on-ones with her, which is part of working with you on interview skills, you know, and I have to laugh because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm interviewing the person that is critiquing my interview skills.
Right.
So don't do that on this podcast, Brielle. You save that for our one-on-one next week. The first year I did the conference, actually, when I did my presentation, I always do the keynote at dinner on the first night of the conference. The person that had trained me in speaking as part of the National Speakers Association, he was a speaker and he was in the audience. And I was like, why do I do
that? Talk about pressure.
Why do I do that to myself? And now I am here interviewing the person who is digging into all things PR for my company and for Boss Lady, for both. But I guess my point, or maybe there's a question here, is it's never enough. I mean, PR seems to be something that's ever changing, that you really can't take your foot off the pedal if you're going to stay relevant. Right?
That relevant. That's the exact. That's the exact word, Teresa. You know, we want to, with PR, we want to give you a funnel. It's just like you said, you've had the opportunity from podcast interviews to grow your audience, to grow your listenership, to bring new guests into your space, to create strategic connections and alliances and collaboration. And that's really what, at the core of PR and being a salesperson, that's what I do and we do as an organization that's a little bit different, because we want you to be able to leverage every single opportunity, right, and create an outcome that's going to move the needle for you. We want brand awareness, of course, which is why we can't take our foot off the gas, so right, to speak. But we also want to be thinking about, how do we leverage this? How do we create more of an impact in the world? How do we create more of an impact on our bottom line? Because we are advancing and expanding exposure. And with that comes additional opportunity if we're strategic and thoughtful about it. And you've done an excellent job on executing on those types of strategies. But having a post-publicity strategy is really vital. So, you know, going out there, and I see people all the time, coaches and so forth, saying, you know, you've got to be visible. You've got to be visible. Yes, you do. But there are things that come before getting visible and things that come after. And that's where we're different than a traditional PR firm, because of the value of personal branding and the understanding and importance of making sure that you're able to tell the world who you are, what you do, and what you stand for, through messaging and conveying that in a way that is really authentic and allows people to create connection. Because what happens more often than not is, you know, people will hear that advice, I've got to get visible. And then they just rush out and they try to get on a podcast or, you know, whatever it might be. And I tell people all the time, if you're not seeing the results that you're hoping for from your podcast interviews, one, you're probably not telling the right stories. And two, you probably haven't taken the time to build that proper foundation of a solid personal brand.
Yeah. And you know, your pre and post publicity strategy is something that I have learned since working with you, and I've shared it with my social media person, and it has made a huge difference in what kind of impressions you get when you're, and I'd never thought about that. I do a podcast or I do a talk or whatever, and I post it and I go on about my business. I've never been intentional about, okay, how am I going to set this up? Then I'm going to post it and then I'm going to follow up. And all those things, the average, if there's such a thing, entrepreneur or business owner, that's not what we do. We don't think about it. We make our widgets and hope everybody will buy them. And we don't realize there is actually an art to doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I say that all the time. People don't go into business because they're really great at PR or because they're really great at marketing and positioning. They go in because they're passionate about their craft or their product or their service. And so that's where having that expert level support of people who've been doing this on an international level for years and years and years, and we have the experience and the expertise and those proven systems, it really can take your business to the next level.
You know, Brielle, what I've also found is that once you know it, it becomes second nature to do these things. Mm-hmm. And it's not terribly complicated, but it has to be intentional. So you can't just, you know, post once a week or once a month or do whatever, you've mm-hmm. got to, and I know you're going to talk about this, but your personal brand is not just one place, right?
Right.
I mean, what all does, can you give us a definition of personal brand? I mean, social media, but
yeah. So my definition of personal brand is probably a lot different than what you're going to see in a textbook, you know, in a marketing class. Because my definition of personal brand comes from having lived this. And your personal brand is the way you leave people feeling. Whether you are shaking their hand and you're talking to them at a boss lady event, or you are sharing your social media with someone, or someone's hopping onto your website, or someone's interviewing you on television or for your podcast or for a podcast, the way you leave them feeling, that is your personal brand. The thoughtful part and the strategy part comes where you just hit the nail on the head. You said it's not super complex, but there is strategy behind it. And that's where people make mistakes. They right. think, oh my gosh, I'm booked on 17 podcasts. My audience is going to explode. Right. I'm going to get all of these things. But here's the piece where people miss the boat. If you do not have a strategy and you are not thoughtful about that, about how you approach every single interview, how you leverage that interview and how you use it as a tool, it has the potential to fall flat because there are 10 bazillion different places for people to take in information.
Yeah.
So why should they take in information there? Why should they care about that particular interview or some of those sound bites or really phenomenal pieces that you bring to the interview? And that's your job. And that's where we support people to move the needle.
Right. So if somebody's listening and they're thinking, you know, first of all, we hope they can come to the conference and
absolutely.
Find all the conference information at teresarand.com. Just click on the Boss Lady link. It'll take you right to the conference page. And it's Teresa without an H. I always say that because so many Teresas spell Teresa with an H. But you're coming to the conference and the topic of your speech is the power of your personal brand. But if somebody's listening today and maybe they're not an entrepreneur and they're thinking, well, it doesn't really matter to me. I work in corporate America or I sell insurance or I do this. I'm a nurse, whatever. So I've got two questions. One, does it matter whether you're an entrepreneur or not and why? So let's just stop there because that's a really good question if I say so myself.
It is. I love this question too because here's the thing. And we work with leaders all the time who are not necessarily entrepreneurs. Your personal brand is that one piece that goes with you when you leave corporate. That is the one thing that will always be a part of you. So being thoughtful and intentional about crafting that personal brand not only supports what you're doing right now, but it gives you future opportunity. And this is the thing to remember. When an organization shares information with people, they will probably take in that information and remember it. But when an individual who is a part, when an individual shares information about that organization, so where your message intersects with the message of the corporation or organization that you're a part of, people are 70 times more likely to take in that information and believe it and feel it and receive it than if it came directly from a corporate messaging or advertising or marketing or positioning.
Because they see a human.
Exactly. So your personal brand has the ability to impact, raise up, elevate your corporation, organization that you're a part of if it is prepared thoughtfully. And here's the thing, you don't have to have the exact same mission, vision, and values as the organization that you work for, but you better have some place where they intersect.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a podcast in and of itself right there.
Yes.
That totally.
But yes, personal brand matters for everyone. And here's the thing, and I always tell people this, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. You've got a personal brand. It's just whether or not you've taken the time to curate it.
Yeah. And you know, I remember when I was working in corporate America, you know, the world is still a small place. And I worked with a huge organization. The YMCA is in, I forget how many countries, all over the United States. But we were a small world. Mm-hmm. And I moved three times with my career. And you can bet every time somebody on that interview panel, wherever I was trying to go, was talking to somebody back where I currently was.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, they're Googling you.
Sure.
So your personal brand just follows you today, probably like never before. The world is much smaller.
I agree with you.
Technology.
Yeah. And, you know, I always liken it to this, like, you know, if I wanted to buy a necklace, I would reach out to my cousin or my girlfriend and say, you know, I saw that necklace that you had and I really liked it. Where did you get it? And they would make a recommendation. But in this day and age, that's not necessarily the case. So that word of mouth marketing carries so much value.
Yeah.
But if you can get that word of mouth marketing from, let's say, the Wall Street Journal or Entrepreneur or wherever it is that people are taking in content and information that they trust, if they choose to feature you, if they share your story, if they interview you on their podcast, that's an automatic third-party endorsement. So that's that kind of contemporary word-of-mouth marketing that we can create by having a really thoughtful personal brand.
Right. So if somebody's listening to us today and they can't join us at the conference, which I hope that's not the case, but I'm sure there are some out there that aren't going to be able to come to the conference in September, what two or three tips could you give them? Because we've given them a lot to think about in the last few minutes.
Absolutely.
And it can be overwhelming. It's like, what do I do first? How do I decide, do I have a personal brand? And if I do, is it what I want it to be? So what are one or two things a listener can do now?
So the first thing is to start to be really objective and think about that personal brand. How do I leave people feeling? Do I leave people feeling seen and heard and valued? Or am I constantly looking over their shoulder and thinking what's next and who's the next person that I need to be talking to? And maybe that's not because, you know, we're totally distracted, but maybe it's just because we're busy. But being really thoughtful about every single interaction and taking the time to be objective and objectively evaluate that, and then kind of going through an audit. And as you know, when our clients come in, we go through an audit, we look at the website, we look at the social media. Do they match? Is there a lens of consistency there? So once you kind of identify, and maybe it's easier for you to say, how do I want to leave people feeling? But really thinking about that as your first step. And then really the next step after you kind of take a peek at all of those places and see how they feel. Did they feel disjointed? People have the opportunity to choose anyone for any reason and make a multitude of purchases or work with anybody that they want. They have so many resources at their fingertips.
Absolutely.
So if you have an interaction with someone and you knock their socks off, and then they go to your website and it's like, wah, wah. It's really easy for that know, like, and trust factor that you started to become disjointed and for them to go in a different direction.
Yeah, that's a
so it's so important for social to be the quality of what you are representing personally, for your website to speak through that same lens, and just always remembering that lens of consistency of how you want to leave people feeling. So that's the first place to start. And then the next step that I think is something that we can all do as well is, what is your why? So when you think about your why, and of course, you know, we're all familiar with that terminology because of Simon Sinek.
Simon Sinek,
thinking, when you tell a story, people are 77% more likely to remember it than if you just provide statistics or information. So if you provide information wrapped in a story, you're more likely that people will recall it. That top of mind marketing, which is what we always want. So figuring out your why and then figuring out the story that goes with it so that you can share it in a way that is authentic and real. Consumers are smarter than they've ever been before.
Yeah.
So communicating in a way that is authentic and people value it. There's a new study that came out that says 81% of all consumer decisions are made based on authenticity and values.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And we don't often, I'd never heard of PR as the way you make people feel, you know, after they've interacted with you, whatever. And I think we all want to think people feel better when we leave them.
Sure.
But we don't equate, or at least I didn't equate that with my personal brand or my PR strategy or any of that. And still being authentic. You can be intentional and plan what those things should look like and how you want people to feel and still be authentic. You know, the Absolutely. Two are not exclusive. And one of the things that I loved in work, or do love in working with you, is there's constant opportunities, whether with you or with Heather, to tell stories based on the questions you ask. And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden, and this happened with you and I when I was working on a TEDx talk, that I started with one story and then with the questions you ask, and we practiced, and then I got off and was working on the video, and it was a whole nother story I had completely forgotten about mm-hmm. that matched what the message I was trying to relay.
Absolutely.
So that back and forth conversation with an expert draws things out of you that you don't think are important, I think is what I'm trying
Absolutely.
To say.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and I love this line of questioning, this conversation right here, Teresa, because here's the thing. We get caught up in, you know, this is our day-to-day. This is our life. Right. This is our business. Sometimes we don't see the pieces that are so impactful and can create so much connection. And that's really what we want to do. We want to create connection and inspire action.
Right.
And our stories are so valuable, and sometimes they can get swept under the rug, or like you said, like just totally forgotten, basically, mm-hmm. because it didn't have any, you didn't feel like it maybe had relevance. But the right. thing is, that creates a powerful connection. We don't want to show up as brands did in the 90s, you know, where it was buy this bra and you'll yeah. get the guy, you know, wear this lipstick and he'll ask you out. Or in the 80s, drive this car, guys, yeah. and you'll get the girl. You know, we don't want that sort of like guilting and shaming people into doing things. I always tell my children, there's only two ways to make people do things. You either manipulate them or you inspire them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what we want to do is inspire people with our stories. And that requires digging deep sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I cannot wait to have you at the conference. And we've been working together all these months. I've never physically met you, just through this little square box we all live in these days. So I'm so excited that you're coming to Daytona Beach. And if you have not registered for the conference, again, go to Teresa Rand Consult or teresarand.com, and you can find all the information, how to contact me if you have questions. But more importantly today, Brielle, where can they find you?
So we are on all social media under Brielle, Briellele, Cotterman, Cotterman.com. .com. That's my website, but on all social, we're Brielle Cotterman as well. And of course, that'll be in the show notes. But for those of you that are listening, that it's always Brielle Cotterman. And we have a million great resources. As you know, we've got lots of amazing trainings that we offer. And of course, we have a full service PR agency. But I'm so thrilled to be speaking at your conference. And that's, you know, probably the best way to get real access to me and the things that we do teach and share is through those speaking engagements where we have the opportunity to interact and really connect with the audience absolutely. And the people who are there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I will see you next week for a regular meeting, but it's been great having you on the podcast. And I will end today's podcast. Two things. Please go to Teresa Rand Consulting. I keep saying Teresa Rand Consulting, teresarand.com, and find out all you want to find out about me, whether you come to the conference or not. There's a lot of other fun things I do for businesses and individuals. But I always end my podcast, and it always seems so appropriate. I think about changing this every now and then, but It just seems like at the end of every podcast, it seems appropriate. And it is a saying that my grandfather always told us. Obviously, he didn't invent it, but he always told us. And he was a genuinely, to use the word we've been using, inspirational man when he was living in my life and in our family's life. But he always said to stop and take time to smell the roses. So no matter what, that's important. So until we meet again, take care.